Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:15, that means the Farinis are here. That's what that song is. Joe and Cindy Farini doing My Marriage Matters on this radio station for a long time.
How long?
I don't know. Joe and Cindy, how long have you been doing this on WCRF?
Gosh, we've been doing this for about 5 years. Wow. Other things longer, but this for about 5 years. And let me just tell you that Joe is not getting anything through his phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
that makes a difference.
We can fix that for you. It certainly does.
Is this because you guys are in a fight?
Got it.
Yeah, seriously.
Are you guys in a fight about this? Is this what's happening?
Yeah, I turned his radio off.
Yeah.
And that's the best part of this topic, honestly, is that when you say you're going to give us ways to stop fighting, does that mean that Joe and Cindy Farini have had a fight?
It happens to everybody. Yeah. I mean, conflicts are common.
Even the Farinis?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's no just it. Breaking news. The Farinis are fighting.
Well, don't you kind of wonder sometimes, I have been with those couples who say, we've never had an argument, and I'm just thinking, one of them is really, really unhappy because they never get their way. They never experience, you know, what it is to not just kind of give up. Because I think some people do just give up.
One's always compromising.
Yep.
You know, and that's never going to lead to oneness. That always leads to isolation eventually. And so you need, if an issue comes up, you need to talk about those things.
Well, and the other possible outcome in someone making that claim is that they think that to have a good Christian marriage, you shouldn't be arguing with your spouse ever. And so they put up a front and they're ultimately lying about it. But of course, I mean, every healthy couple argues, right?
Well, I think that's true. I think conflict is good because I think it helps you understand things better about each other, and it does draw you closer. But you know, if you have a roommate in college, if you have a sibling that you're sharing a room with, you are going to have conflict. So, you know, better to learn how to deal with conflict than to ignore it and think that just by ignoring it and sweeping it under the carpet, it's going to get better, because it won't.
So then how can we start reducing the frequency, perhaps, of conflict?
I think you should think, understanding that conflict is common to everybody. I mean, statistically, that they have found that couples have a greater success rate in their marriages when they learn to resolve conflicts in a healthy way. And when it comes to issues, just in general, whether it's a big issue or a little issue, you just can't stop and say, well, let's categorize this issue. You know, this one's a big issue, so we need to talk about this one. Or this one's a little issue, and we can table this one, and we can talk about this in 2018. But, you know, if there's an issue between the two of you, then you need to stop and address that issue. And those little issues that seem to be very easily swept under the table, I have found that they have this little accumulative volcanic effect that eventually it's going to take a toll on your marriage. And I have just found that it is very demeaning to say to your spouse, oh, you shouldn't be concerned about those little things. Those little things shouldn't bother you. I think that's a very unhealthy position to take as a spouse. And if an issue is big enough to be brought up, then it's something that you need to talk about. And you want to be sure that you stay focused on that issue.
In the midst of an argument, it's really hard not to just jump in and go, well, but I meant this or what. But I'm assuming that's a bad idea, right? To just jump in when somebody's in the midst of telling you why they're upset with you.
Yes. Well, I think Joe covered, you know, we need to talk about all issues. And yes, I think another point would be that we need to listen to the other person's point of view and really wait until they're finished sharing instead of, you know, interrupting and butting in and saying, you know, I have something better to say than you do. We just need to listen to understand, not to necessarily win. That's what I think a lot of people think in a conflict. I have to win this conflict. And that's not the goal of conflict. The conflict is to understand each other.
Right. So what else can we do to kind of either get better at resolving arguments quickly or just reduce the frequency of it?
Well, I think that, you know, when you are in that process of listening well, that when the spouse has finished talking, that you then you begin to ask those clarifying questions. well, when you said this, is this what you meant by that? And really, you know, really digging deeper into what the issues are rather than just wanting to get your way or win the argument. And then also, really, I think you each have to be willing to work on things. I'm so thankful that over the course of time, that Joe and I, when we have had conflicts, that if I say to him, Joe, you know, I really wish that we could or you could work on something or do this differently, that he's willing to do that. And I try to do the same thing. Otherwise, I think we just get really selfish and we're like, well, I'm not going to do that. And then that's when we, you know, we don't have oneness anymore because we're trying to have our own way and not being willing to make the relationship work.
And then in terms of not just changing things and being better at conflict, I think we can try to prevent conflict from happening by just remembering who we used to be, right?
I think a great scripture verse is James 1:19. And everybody knows that passage, but it goes like this. But let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And unfortunately, Brian, you know, as you know, as we eventually, if we're married long enough, and that could be more than 2 weeks, we begin taking each other for granted. And instead of being quick to hear, we're slow to listen and quick to speak and even quicker to become angry. And so we need to take God's directions on this one and make sure that we're following his ordained pathway to resolving conflicts in a healthy way.
Hmm. Any other tips for us before we have to carry on to the next thing today?
Yeah, and I just think it's important, too, that we always continue to do the little things with and for each other that attracted us to each other.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes just forget in the everyday, we just forget to do those little things, and I think that's important. And I really find that showing appreciation and gratefulness is just, that to me is just so important. You know, at the end of the day, when Joe says thank you for dinner, I don't think he's ever forgotten to say thank you for dinner. And, you know, I haven't always presented the best meal, you know what I mean? So sometimes I go with dessert, like if dessert's good, everybody's like, great meal. But I feel like we need to appreciate each other. Joe left for work the other day, and he knew that the day was going to be really slow. And I said, you know what, thank you for going to work and providing for us, just to show that appreciation. I just think we need to know that we're both appreciated. And what ways can you share that with your spouse and mean it, really mean it from your heart?
Yeah.
It's 7:22. Our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini. They've been helping strengthen marriages here for years on WCRF. And some great advice again this week related to arguments in marriage. You guys, how can folks reach out to you and learn more?
Well, they can go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, or they can go to either of our websites, which really leads you to the same place, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Sounds great, Cindy, and thank you to both you and Joe for your great advice, and we encourage folks to go find you online. Thanks again, you guys.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.